The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. Chapter 1, reading from verse 29. In this passage, we see John the Baptist's witness to Jesus initiates a chain of testimony as his disciples begin to share with others what they have found. Now for the reading. The next day, he saw Jesus coming toward him and declared, "Here is the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, 'After me comes a man who ranks ahead of me, because he was before me.' I myself did not know him, but I came baptizing with water for this reason, and that he might be revealed to Israel. And John testified, 'I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it remained on him. I myself did not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water said to me, "He on whom you see the Spirit descend and remain is the one who baptizes with the Holy Spirit. And I myself have seen and have testified that this is the Son of God." The next day, John again was standing with two of his disciples, and as he watched Jesus walk by, he exclaimed, "Look, here is the Lamb of God." The two disciples heard him say this, and they followed him. When Jesus turned and saw them following, he said to them, "What are you looking for?" They said to him, "Rabbi," which translated means teacher, "where are you staying?" He said to them, "Come and see." They came and saw where he was staying, and they remained with him that day. It was about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. One of the two disciples who heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first found his brother Simon and said to him, "We have found the Messiah," which is translated anointed. He brought Simon to Jesus, who looked at him and said, "You are Simon, son of John. You are to be called Cephas," which is translated Peter. The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Praise to you, Lord.
Please be seated. One of the things our parents teach us when we were children growing up was to be mannerly. Always say thank you. It is a value that we were brought up with and inculcated in us as good manners. Thankfulness is much more than just good manners. It is the disposition of a heart that is filled and overflowing with gratitude in recognition of all that God does and is to us. Let us pray. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Thankfulness is a disposition of the Christian life. It is a joyful response to God, for it recognizes that God is the source of every blessing. We hear throughout the scriptures, the exhortation to thankfulness is rooted in the recognition of what God does in our lives. In Deuteronomy, when Moses was telling the children of Israel, giving them his last farewell speech, said, "When you have entered into this land that God has promised to give you, and you possess it and enjoy all the benefits of it, do not forget the Lord your God, to give him all the thanks and praise, for it is God who makes this possible." The truly thankful person not only recognizes that every good gift is from God, such a one also is able to discern God's blessings even where there is an overwhelming evidence of negative events and forces around us in our lives. Thankfulness is the disposition of Paul in Philippians. So we hear in Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 to 6, Paul speaking to the Christians, be joyful, rejoice. And again I say to you, rejoice. And the circumstance under which Paul is writing this is from prison. Not a very, very good place to be, but yet, in spite of his experience in the moment, he exhorts the Christian to be joyful, Philippians 4, 4 to 6. We hear it also, this joyful, thankful disposition of Paul in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 18, where Paul says to the Christians there, give thanks in all circumstances. All circumstances. How easy we know it is to give thanks to God when all is going well. But when it is not so well, it becomes more difficult to give thanks. Yet Paul says, give thanks to God in all circumstances, for this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. Thankfulness is a disposition which has power to shield us from surrendering to negative forces which can rob us of our happiness, our peace, and sense of contentment. St. Paul teaches us how a thankful attitude can defeat the forces of negative elements in our life. Thankfulness sees the good amidst a host of bad things. That's one point I would like us to look at. Thankfulness sees the good amidst the host of bad things. St. Paul gives thanks to God for the Christians in Corinth. When we read the letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians and realize the state of the church, we are astounded. We are amazed that Paul is able to give thanks to God for those Christians and for that church. This is a church that is rife with problem. And Paul had a hand in the founding of this church. So it was like for him a baby, and his problem was his personal problem, as it were. It was rife with problem. There was great divisions in that church, some of which we had talked about in previous messages. There was division among the people concerning which leader they respected and adored more. Some say, I'm a disciple and follower of Paul. Some say, I'm a follower of Peter. Some say, I'm a follower of Apollos. And Paul asked, did Paul die for you? Did Peter die for you? Apollos die for you? No, it was Christ Jesus. So they were breaking themselves up into party factions and tearing the church's unity apart. There was also division among the people concerning the gifts that God has blessed them with. The gifts to speak in tongues and interpret tongues. The gifts of prophecy and teaching. The gift that God gave them so that the entire body in the church can be built up. And Paul says, you know, all of these gifts come from the same Spirit for the upbuilding of the whole body. There was division among the people concerning eating meat. Some thought it was okay to eat meat that was offered to idols. And some thought that was not good. And so there was that big argument within the church there about eating meat offered to idols. There was division and different ideas concerning the resurrection. Some did not believe in the resurrection. Others thought the resurrection had already happened in their birth to the new life in Christ. And some see their freedom in Christ as a license to become libertine in their outlook in life. They said, since I am saved and I am already in the good graces of God, then I can live my life as I please. One went so far as to live with his father's wife and thought that was all right because he was free in Christ. The freedom with which they have in Christ was used to abuse the very laws that guide the life in Christ. It was a church that had problem with the Lord's Supper. And so Paul had to speak to them. That is why some of you got sick, because you approached the Lord's Supper in a very, very light way and all kinds of things. There were false teachers who arose among them and taught them all different kinds of teachings that caused problems and confusion. It was a church. This was a church that a person of a different attitude would throw up their hands in despair and give up on them. Not Paul. Why? Because Paul was a man whose life was grounded in a spirit of thankfulness. He thanks God for the Christians in Corinth. His attitude, his spirit, his disposition of thankfulness enable him to discern that there are many great and good blessings among the Christians at Corinth, in spite of the overwhelming abundance of problems that beset the church there. And he thanks God. He thanks God for those Christians. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 5, hear what he says concerning them. For in every way you have been enriched in him, in speech and knowledge of every kind. He recognizes and lifts up that special blessing from among them. In verse 7 we hear, so that you are not lacking in any spiritual gift as you await the revealing of our Lord Jesus Christ. He recognizes and lifts up the abundance of gifts given to them by the Holy Spirit for their life and for serving God in the world. In verse 2, he calls them saints. These were the last people any of us would call saints, maybe. But he begins by calling them saints. To the church of God that is in Corinth, to those who are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints. That is what a thankful heart empowers us to discern. Not only the problems that are around us that would overwhelm and subsume us, but recognize the blessings that are there as well. We would do well to learn from Paul, and let our thankful disposition help us to cope with life's many hard knocks. It is often the case that when we find ourselves surrounded by a host of bad situations and experiences, we allow too often these to dominate our response to life. They so preoccupy us that nothing else seems to exist or a matter. It is not long before we begin to feel nothing but the heavy weight of our situation grinding us down into the ground. We fail in this kind of outlook to see the other good things around us. Giving thanks, having a thankful disposition, and giving thanks to God in such circumstances, help us to see that there are good things in life, many good things, many good blessings from God. I was looking yesterday a movie off and on. I didn't know it was such a good movie, Northwest Passage. And these soldiers, these rangers, they were making their way to a fort, and they were haggard, they were hungry, They were a people who were really at the edge of despair, if not over the edge already. But they had a leader, Major Rogers, I believe, who was a man of great fortitude and strength. And he led them on, and finally they reached the fort. And he rushed ahead of them, and he said, we're here, bring out the food, we're hungry, blah, blah, blah. And he went into the fort. It was dilapidated, it was deserted, and the despair that flooded him made him weep. He pulled himself together when his men were coming in. And he gave them a pep talk. And in that talk he said, don't give up. Give thanks. Look, we have water. We have roots in the ground. We have all these things around us. Don't give up. Give thanks. Recognize the blessing in the midst of the baneful situations that we are in. See the rose among the thorns. See the clouds there, yes, but there's silver lining behind it. Whatever you want to say, the beautiful, powerful exhortation. Don't give up. Give thanks. One of the things that prevent us from giving thanks is not only that we focus on the negatives that so much seem to fill our lives and take over, but it's when we have become numb to the blessings around us, when we don't see them anymore, when we take them for granted. There is a story of a lady. She had a good family. She said a loving husband. Wonderful children. But her life became so bland, empty, joyless. And she thought her husband was unromantic. And her children took too much from her to keep them, you know, and take care of them. Finally, she went to a counselor. And the counselor told her, you know, take a photograph. One photograph every day of something that, you know, impresses you or something like that. And she did. And then looking back at the photograph, she saw something that in one of them, her husband was putting a slice of pie on her plate. A larger slice than was on the rest of the other plates. And then it struck her, wait, he always does this. He always gives me the largest piece of pie. She never saw that. And then seeing it in that photograph, she began to see her husband differently. No, he was not unromantic. Maybe he didn't say some things. But in these simple little acts, she sees him differently now, captured in the photograph. Looking at the photograph one day, she saw her children's arms outstretched to her as they were playing. And she said, what beautiful thing this is to experience my children stretching. And she began to look at her children differently. And as she looked at every photograph, she saw the beauty and the joy of life that she missed because she was not looking for those things. She was caught up in the boredom of her life and the ordinariness and the rut she was caught in. She failed to see the beauty around her. That sounds like us, right? There are so many blessings around us. But we don't see them anymore. We take them for granted. Giving thanks to God or having a spirit of thankfulness saves us from developing or taking God's good blessings for granted, diminishing their values. Let us not wait for the well to run dry in order to know and appreciate the value of water. Let us not wait until our health has gone for us to value it, or our material blessings are diminished before we know their value that God has blessed us with. Our family or our friends, their love and their appreciation. let us not wait until it is too late to let them know our work and our leisure, the creation that God blesses us with, the singing of the birds, the buzzing of a bee, the blooming of a flower. These simple, wonderful blessings can lighten up our lives in the midst of all the drabness that surrounds us sometimes. But a heart that is thankful sees those things and values them and rejoices in them and is able to say, thank you, God. Let us understand that in lifting up the good, it doesn't mean that we ignore or condone the bad. No, absolutely not. As you read Paul's letter to the Christians in Corinth, you see that he addresses all the ills that beset the church. In fact, that is what the book is about, addressing those problems. He reminds them of God's good grace and great grace on them in Jesus Christ. He appeals to them to remember these things and to give thanks. So in discerning the good needle in the haystack of the bad, we do not ignore the bad. But by God's grace, we deal with the bad things in a helpful way and not be defeated by them. In life, there is so much that we can complain about because there are so many things that are not right. Sometimes it seems that the bad far outweighs the good. But with a spirit of thankfulness, we can discern the good amidst the bad and give thanks to God for them. And doing this, being thankful, giving thanks to God, saves us from being overwhelmed and defeated by the bad. By being thankful, our spirit rises above the negative to embrace the good blessing of God. So, let us remember that spirit of thankfulness God has placed in us. Let us nurture it to full life. Let us always be grateful. Let us always be thankful, for God is good. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keeps our hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of Christ. Amen.